My name's Peter Cox. I'm a media analyst and commentator, as many might know. I also head up marketing for the Australian Bridge Federation. Now, we have something like 35,000 members. Some of your parents might play.
Mine definitely do.
Okay, so we've got 35,000, and I think we have to put them into the passionate class.
Yeah.
And of those, we probably have about a couple of thousand who are passionate at the highly competitive end. And for the last 11 nights in a row, I have done a live commentary on Zoom around the world of the World Championships coming out of Italy. So it just shows you that if you have a passion and a minority interest, right, that you can really do something with the modern technology today. I mean, I came from the days of having huge studios and cameras and everything else, and now I'm broadcasting to the world from my bedroom. Well, that idea anyhow. So I really agree with you on the passion side. The thing about our audience is that we're an older audience, like an average age of about 70. So that is a segment that we don't often hear very much about.
Mm.
But they have high disposable income. They've got plenty of spare time. They love travelling, cruises, all those sorts of things, right? So the older group shouldn't be left out and denied their importance in the market. And remember, they've got that disposable income. Even though their kids don't want them spending their inheritance, they've still got to do that. So, you know, we're looking for how do we cut through and get to a bigger market. We have a youth team. We just had four teams in the World Championships in Italy, right? But we also have a youth team. But we're having a lot of trouble getting the younger people to come through and be part of it. I think there's an e-games segment later in the day from memory. And, yeah, we sort of fit into that, but at the older end.
Mm. It's a great...
There's a lot to that.
there's a lot to unpack there. I'm really glad you shared that example. We actually didn't include it in the pack just in the interest of time, but we did do some spider graphs looking at how when you slice the audience by age, where they start to ping out in terms of those different categories that we found. The other thing I'd say though about that point is everyone's probably sitting here going, well, that's all well and good, but how do I buy into Bridge? And you know, you don't necessarily become the naming rights sponsor of Bridge Australia. I don't know how that works. I don't know enough about Bridge. But, and it's not something you would build an entire strategy around, but if you are an audience, and you're absolutely right, 70 pluses are a largely forgotten audience, but have a massive disposable income.
You know, our biggest sponsor is a travel insurance company. Now, I would never have thought of that. But Bridge players, because of their age, love travelling.
Yeah.
These days, you need insurance to travel anywhere in the world, even before COVID, but now particularly with COVID, right? So for sponsors, yes, if we can get something that lines up with ours, like that mostly own their own homes, have got stock market investments, have got superannuation annuation funds, right? So, yeah, there's a targeted market there. So we're looking for people to come in and be sponsors with us.
The other aspect, I guess, also to examine here is that even though an alignment or a group might be small, their passion, their knowledge, their commitment to that discipline or that sport is through the roof.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it comes down to targeting, doesn't it? Like, small is good for some brands. You know, and that might be for various different reasons, because you're getting very, very granular with an audience, or maybe it's for a brand that doesn't have deep pockets and they want to make a bigger impact with a smaller group of people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a perfectly valid approach, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, in that situation, you would have some great one-to-one comms with all of those people that you can activate. And I think, you know, we all think that over 70s aren't as online as anyone else. My parents have normally smashed through a Netflix series faster than I have, so, and they're certainly on WhatsApp, so, yeah.
Nice one. Yes, one quick question down the front here.